We didn't have any money, so the gang, kids in the neighborhood, we'd go up in the woods in the summertime, pick pussy willows, take them out up and down the street, sell them so we could go to the movies. You'd grab a stick off a tree and play ball out in the field somewhere. You'd go down to the river and go swimming. Sometimes skidded.
See, now he's getting into it.
And, but most of us grew up partly farmed. I dug graves when I was 12 years old. So, he had a sense of working.
What do you think your happiest child moment, like child memory, was? The most fun.
I just don't recall. They were all good, happy memories.
Oh, okay. She does.
Okay.
Did
he tell you about this one?
Yes, he did. He's very joyful. All of these are very happy answers. He's a happy guy.
Yeah, try to be.
How about this one?
No. You had no classic family jokes or stories or songs?
No.
Nothing you can remember from?
Nothing I can remember.
Your daughter? Who else?
Kids.
But
I don't know of any jokes or...
Yeah, what about anything that stands out in your mind, like any funny moments or something that you'll never forget that they did?
Yes.
There you go.
We're great campers.
Okay.
And we camp up at Fairhaven, up north. My son come running down off the hill, put a big gash in his knee, took him to the doctor. The doctor's an ex-army medic. He says, "Boy, that's bad. Can you stand it? Can you fight? Staple it?" Kid says, "Yep." The guy gets a stapler out.
Oh,
he staples his knee. And the kid wants to cry, but he can't. So the doctor gives him a hypodermic needle. Takes him out in the back room. There's a bare-chested woman there. He says, "There, now you won. You won a chance to throw the dart."
Oh, boy.
Never forget it.
Well, that's something you won't ever
that's
forget.
That's a good one.
Anything else like that? Anything else crazy happened to any of your kids?
Oh, my God. Come on. Nicole. When you had the bunch that I had, there's a lot of things.
Like what?
You'll find out.
They ever give you any trouble?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes, growing up, but not the kind that you'd get today. They got troubled by pushing a man's neighbor's car down the street two blocks.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
Just for fun.
Cool. What about music? Did you listen to any music together? Or go to any concerts or anything like that?
No. Well, we used to go to you heard of the Pavilion, have you?
Oh, the Pavilion.
We used to go there for a buck and listen to Tommy Dorsey and Guy Lombardo go dancing, but that was about it. We made our own enjoyment.
Yeah. Do you ask him about just religion?
Oh, no, I haven't. Have you ever had a profound religious experience?
No. Every day I get up and it's profound.
Yeah, he said he loves all of them.
You don't have a favorite holiday?
Do you have any Christmas memories? Or
my favorite.
What about any funny stories from holidays or any memories from the holidays that stand out to you that you'll never forget?
No.
What do you usually do on the holidays, like the big holidays, like Christmas or Thanksgiving? Well, tell us about it. Tell her about it. So
really
Christmas,
nothing.
Like what do you normally do when you're with your family, what do you normally do on Christmas? Where do you go and what do you eat?
Normally just hung out and then had a good meal and left.
Any specific food? Anything like a ham or a turkey or?
Probably a turkey. Or strip loin. What are you doing here? Nothing unusual.
Did you go hunt the turkey and then bring it home? That's what Tammy
did. The smarty.
Let me tell you about.
Yeah. He was a Navy. He said he was a Hellraiser.
Oh, you were a Hellraiser? That's what motivated you to join the...
Yep. In fact, my principal hit me with a ruler, and he ended up with a face full of knuckles.
Oh, no.
And I said, do you ever do that again, you'll be on the floor, and they'll be carrying you out. I went home, I said, Mom, you want to join the Navy?
Yeah, that's
That's when you decided?
Yeah. I was, 16 when I joined the Navy. Just normal stuff growing up. Yeah. You don't pay attention to that, you know?
Oh, did you?
In our day, that's what it was.
Right. Yeah, now it's different, right?
So is he currently in New York City? Okay.
Yeah, he said it was his transition from military to civilian life was easy.
No, I had no problem.
Yeah. When was it? Can you tell us about it?
No, when I... When I got out of the active service, I went into reserve. And then I went to school on reserve time. Mm-hmm. And they recalled me back in for Korea. So, just a normal guy.
So you thought it was easy to go from military to civilian?
Oh yeah, and then civilian, harder to go from civilian back to military.
Share anything with you?
Yeah, he said his piece of advice was to never give up.
Yep.
That's your advice to the younger generation?
You're gonna have a bad time. The way things are, I worry about you younger people.
And why is that?
Pardon?
Why is that?
You don't know?
Let her know. You gotta tell her your advice.
Well, that's the advice. Just too many drugs out, too much.
No.
People have forgotten family.
Why do you think that?
What do I think about?
Yeah, why do you think people have forgotten family? Like how? Just not spending enough time with them?
Well, one thing, you know, when we were growing up, you don't get pregnant and have a kid. That was bad. That was few and far between. Now it's an everyday thing. Take absolutely nothing of it.
Yeah.
And it's a way of life today, so you just say, yep, okay. Consequently, the thought of family is way out here somewhere.
Did you spend a lot of time with your family?
My family? Yeah, I had. I had 7 kids.
What were their names?
Oh, come on. Michael?
Yeah, you told me about Michael.
Luann. Mark. Teresa. Bonnie. John. Who's the other one? Uh-oh. Michael, Mark, Luann, Paul, Teresa, Bonnie.
You what?
Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody.
Missing
oh
one
my
out.
God.
That's a feat.
If I can find one.
Michael. Luann.
Kiffenbacher, Paulson.
You said Mark?
Mark.
Teresa.
Teresa. Or Bonnie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, Teresa.
That's cool.
John. John's an estranged son, but he's here. He's still a son. Oh, Thomas. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Good job, Carly. Thanks,
thank
Charlie.
You.
You're welcome, Em.